Now, let's talk a bit about finally on the challenge to be met in terms of black blockchain. Blockchain has its challenges too. Enterprises that want to harness blockchain power for their supply chain will need to watch some of those following things. First, ecosystems are still in progress. The first telephone was useless until the second one arrived, right? So in time, the phone is spread all over the world, and now we can't do without it. The situation is similar to blockchain and companies that want to do business with specific partners. Those partners will need to buy into blockchain as well. For example, Tom Carr mentioned above only uses Bitcoin payments for about 2% of the part it buys. However, niche uses of blockchain are on the rise. It might just be a matter of time until businesses join the dots for widespread acceptance. Second, the challenge is the currency volatility. Bitcoin is an easy way to start using blockchain. The problem is that Bitcoin exchange rates with other currencies can change rapidly. Payment terms must be short enough or flexible enough to be able to cash in Bitcoin and recover the value expected. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, either for example for the Ethereum platform, are also volatile in another sense. If you lose the digital key, for example the password, to your cryptocurrency reserve, there's no other way of getting it back. Challenge 3 is technology and know-how. Blockchain programming takes a mix of software skills. It also helps to understand economies and businesses, especially for your business. You might have to train staff and hire new people with those skills. You can also outsource your blockchain development to a third party. The best choice for you will depend on current situation and future aspirations. Then mindset is also a challenge. Blockchain was started by people who wanted to decentralize applications and operations. They want to make dependency on centralized entities like banks optional instead of obligatory or mandatory. This is a new way of thinking. Don't be surprised if it takes you and your colleagues a little bit of time to shed your mental shackles and get into the swing of blockchain movement. So first, the conclusion of all those three sessions, blockchain can transform supply chains, industries, and ecosystems. Interestingly, even organizations like banks who would seem to be losing out can see opportunities to use blockchain to streamline their own businesses. In-depth transformation of supply chains will not happen overnight. However, supply chains can already start using blockchain for small portions of their operations. Smart contracts can also help to eliminate costs, delays, and waste currency due to manual handling of paperwork. From there, the door is open to smarter, faster, more secure supply chains from one end to the other.